Well, I like that story of the little boy before Christmas who wrote a letter to Jesus, and in the letter he said, "Dear Jesus, if you give me a new bicycle for Christmas, I will take out the trash every week for the upcoming year." Well, he thought about it and said, "Well, that's too difficult," so he crumpled it up and threw it in the trash can. Then he sat down again and said, "Dear Jesus, if I get a new bicycle for Christmas, I will clean my room every day for a month." And he thought about it, and he said, "Oh, that's too difficult," and he crumpled it up and threw it in the trash can. Then he looked over and saw a statue of our Blessed Mother on the shelf. He went over, got the statue, wrapped it up in a blanket, put it in the box, went to his closet, got up on a chair, put it on the top shelf of the closet, closed the door, locked the closet door, and wrote this letter to Jesus. "Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again..." Today is the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God, January 1st. It is New Year's Day. It is the World Day of Prayer for Peace and the great feast day of the maternity of our Blessed Mother, Mary, the Mother of God. I'd like to focus this year on one of Our Lady's titles, Mary, Mother of Mercy, because Pope Francis has declared this is an extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy. And it began on December 8th, a few weeks ago, and it will go until the feast day of Christ the King at the end of this year of 2016. And Our Lady is called, under this beautiful title, Our Lady of Mercy, or Mary, the Mother of Mercy. What does that title mean? It means that her Son, Jesus Christ, is mercy. Mercy is not just a something, it's a someone. Mercy is a somebody. Mercy is Jesus Christ. If you want to know who Jesus Christ is, he is the mercy of God. He is called the mercy of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. When you look up at the cross, what you see is mercy hanging on the cross. Jesus is the incarnation of the Father's mercy. Jesus is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Word who became flesh, who dwelt among us, thanks to our Blessed Mother. So Jesus is the mercy of the Father. What is mercy? Mercy is where God's love tempers his justice. Justice is giving somebody what they deserve. Mercy is showing forgiveness, compassion, love, grace, clemency, and forgiveness to somebody who doesn't deserve it. Jesus is God's mercy to the world. Mary gave birth to Jesus. We call her the Mother of Mercy. That beautiful prayer, the Hail Holy Queen, in which we pray, "Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope." Isn't that one of the most beautiful prayers ever composed? They say it was written about the 13th century by Blessed Herman the Cripple. He had such great devotion to our Blessed Mother. He wrote this prayer in Latin, that's the Salve Regina. We call it in English, the Hail Holy Queen. Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Listen to the words of this prayer. Say it often. Say it every day during the Year of Mercy. "To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate," notice what it says next, "your eyes of mercy toward us." Our Lady has eyes of mercy. "And show us, after this our exile, the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement," which means merciful, "O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary." What a beautiful prayer that is. It's calling out to our Blessed Mother, the Mother of Mercy. We are in this world. We're children of Eve. We send up our prayers and petitions, our mourning and weeping in this world, which is a valley of tears. And we ask Our Lady, with her beautiful eyes of mercy, to turn toward us, and after our exile on this world, to show us the blessed fruit of her womb, who is Jesus. What a beautiful prayer that is. The other amazing prayer that we say to our Blessed Mother is called the Memorare. written by the Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. And Mother Teresa said, if you ever need something desperately, something so badly, she says, say the Memorare 9 times, make a little mini novena, and ask God through the intercession of the Blessed Mother for your special request. It could be the return to the sacraments of your children or your grandchildren. It could be the conversion of your spouse. It could be for your parents. Whatever you need, especially material, spiritual, go to our Blessed Mother and say this beautiful prayer, the Memorare. Notice it's also a prayer that includes the idea of Our Lady of Mercy. Oh, remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. But again, what a most beautiful prayer that is, the Memorare. Mary is the mother of the Word incarnate, and it says, do not forget our petitions, our requests, but in your mercy, hear and answer them. And the third and last prayer that I think is so beautiful when it comes to our Blessed Mother is the Magnificat, Mary's canticle of praise that she sang to Almighty God when she visited her cousin, St. Elizabeth. And 3 times in this prayer, she talks about God's mercy. This beautiful canticle of Our Lady is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke this through our Blessed Mother, and it's about salvation history. And she says, His mercy is from age to age on those who fear Him. He protects Israel, His servant, remembering His mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Imagine that. In just a few verses, Our Lady mentions the mercy of God 3 different times. So I would recommend during this coming year of mercy that we often meditate and pray these 3 beautiful prayers in honor of our Blessed Mother, the Hail Holy Queen, the Memorare of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, and then Our Lady's own Magnificat. And I would also recommend, of course, wearing one of her sacramentals. I'd especially recommend the Miraculous Medal. The original title is the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, but because of all the healings, conversions, return to the sacrament, and miracles of grace, it became known as the Miraculous Medal. And just one last story, I encourage you to look it up online. Type in the conversion of Alphonse Ratisbon. Alphonse Ratisbon was born and raised in the Jewish faith. He became bitterly angry at the Catholic Church when his brother converted to the Catholic faith. He was baptized and became a Catholic, and not only a Catholic, but a Catholic priest. And as Alphonse, who was so angry at this and so bitter against the church, had a hatred of anything Catholic. But a friend of his made a dare. He said, Alphonse, this is a little medal of our Blessed Mother, the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. I dare you to wear it. And of course, he didn't believe in any of these things, so he took the challenge. And he began wearing the Miraculous Medal. And his friend said, I'm going to pray for you. And his friend of his said the prayer, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. He said it many times a day for the conversion of Alphonse Ratisbon. He even wrote it out and told Alphonse to say the prayer as well. And apparently he must have said it a few times. On one occasion he was in Rome, just a few weeks or so after he began wearing the medal. He was doing some sightseeing and he noticed a beautiful church. He was very much into architecture. So he decided to go into this beautiful church and to look around. And as he came upon the side altar dedicated to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady appeared to him. Alphonse fell to his knees and Our Lady spoke many words to him, Alphonse began weeping, crying over his sins, weeping over his miserable life, and asking God's forgiveness for all his sins. Our Lady infused divine knowledge of the Catholic faith. When he stood up, he immediately tried to find a Catholic priest. He said, I want to become a Catholic. And the priest said, you don't know anything about the Catholic faith. Alphonse says, ask me any question. And even though he had never studied the faith, he was able to answer every question, even very difficult theological questions that the priest asked him. Apparently, Our Lady had infused 9 months of RCIA in an instant. See, isn't he a lucky convert? No classes every week for 9 months. He was instantly infused with the Catholic faith. The priest baptized him 4 days later, and then a few years after that, after his studies in theology, he was ordained a Catholic priest and joined his brother in the Holy Land to work for the conversion of the chosen people, the Jewish people, to the fullness of the Catholic faith. And he and his brother would spend the rest of their lives bringing people into the Catholic faith, baptizing his fellow members of the chosen people into the fullness of Christianity in the Catholic faith. Our Lady of Mercy, her miraculous medal is such an amazing sacramental that I encourage you to wear it, to give them out to your friends, especially your children, your grandchildren, anybody that you know that has drifted from the Lord, who is in need of mercy during this very special year. And so we pray, Our Lady, Mother of Mercy, pray for us.